Let us go to Ephesians, the first chapter, verses 13 and 14 for our thoughts for the day. In whom ye also trusted after ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. We see here that the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost of God, is likened unto a pledge, an earnest. When God gives us the Spirit, his Spirit, it is an earnest. It's a down payment. It's a purchase money, as it were, given in advance as security for the rest. And it comes from a Hebrew word, arabon, which means to exchange, to use as a pawn, as a security. And it comes from a Hebrew root word meaning to intermix, to traffic, to intermingle self. And so isn't that precious, that God's Spirit is a pledge? It is an earnest coming to intermingle with our spirit and soul as a pledge, as a down payment, guaranteeing that God's word of performance will come and resurrect our body and thus complete our redemption, so that we can say in that day that we have been redeemed, both spirit, soul, and body. And so we can say that today by faith. We have been redeemed, though we don't see the performance of it yet. We experience the intermingling of the promise. The Holy Spirit, earnest pledge, is inside of our being when we're Christians and receive him, mixing his promise, his power in our spirit and soul, so that we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the rest of our redemption is coming. The rest of our redemption draweth nigh, namely the redeeming of our body. Paul said that we look for the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, that shall change this vile body, that it might be fashioned like unto his glorious body. We're looking for that day. So then this earnest, this pledge of the Spirit, the word meaning a person or a thing given are held as a security for the performance of a contract. When Jesus Christ died on Calvary's cross and shed his precious blood, and we receive that blood, we, by faith, we enter into a contract with him to be redeemed, spirit, soul, and body. And so the Spirit of God is sent by our Heavenly Father and intermingles with us as a down payment, guaranteeing that the rest of our redemption will draw nigh or be performed or finished. And so the word pledge means to bind, a promise or an agreement. It means an earnest in anything given or done as an indication that it will be finished. It's a promise. It's an assurance that there's more to follow. And so likewise, when we have our first experiences with the Spirit of God as an earnest, as a down payment, it guarantees that there will be more life to follow, even in our spirit and soul, in this earthly journey as we walk on with God and labor in the word and prayer. So let's go back to the times that this word was used in the Old Testament, that we might glean a picture of God's Spirit as an earnest or a pledge. The word's not used very many times in the Old Testament. It's a special word. We see it used in Genesis, the 38th chapter. And remember the story of Judah, one of the leaders of one of the 12 tribes. And he had three sons. He had Ur and Onan and Shelah. And remember, his first son was given to Tamar. And remember that he was wicked in the sight of the Lord. He despised his privilege to raise up a seed that would carry the promise of the Messiah, and God slew him. And of course, it was the Levirate law in the Old Testament that if a brother died, a son died childless, well, then he was the remaining wife was given the next brother or son. And so Judah gave his next son to Tamar, and he did the same thing. and God slew him. Well, then Judah became afraid, and he was more in love with his third son, as it were, Shelah, than he was with the truth of God and protecting the seed for the promised Messiah. So he would rather the promised Messiah and the seed of that promised Messiah would just die rather than take a chance on his third son being slain by God. And so he withheld that son. And when Tamar saw this, she had to have a tremendous divine revelation from God, as far as I'm concerned, to risk her reputation of becoming a harlot in order to secure this seed that she might raise up a person to carry this promise of the Messiah. And if you look in the genealogy of Jesus Christ, you'll find Tamar listed there. And so Tamar conceived a plan whereby she put off her widow's garments and put on the garments of a harlot and stood in the way when she knew her father-in-law was going up to a place for the shearing of the sheep. And when Judah saw her there, why, he turned in and offered her money, a gift. He said, I'll bring you a kid from the flock. And she said, what will be the pledge? What will be the earnest money? How can I be assured there'll be more to follow? And he said, okay, here is my signet, and here are my bracelets, and here's my staff. And so he gave her this threefold token into her hands to guard and keep. Well, God blessed her, and she conceived, and then laid her down in life's journey. If you remember, a few months later, when Judah discovered that his daughter-in-law was pregnant, he was ready to have her slain, as it were, according to the law. How quick we are to judge somebody else's sin. He had hidden in his mind, he thought he had gone into a harlot. And so, beloved, how quick he was to judge someone else that he thought was guilty of the same sin that he was. And remember, she brought out her pledge. She brought out the signet ring. She brought out the staff. She brought out the bracelets and said, I'm pregnant, as it were. I am with child by the owner of these. And so when he saw that, he said, you are more righteous than I am. But the principle is that there was the pledge given, guaranteeing there would be more to follow. And so when she received those things and she received that pledge, God blessed her and gave her an increase of life. Yes, there was more to follow on that occasion. There was a new seed raised up to carry the promise of the Messiah. And beloved, likewise with us, the Spirit of God is our earnest. It's a guarantee that there's more creative life from God's Word and God's Spirit to follow, even in our present life, much more than when Jesus comes again to redeem our body, so that we can truly say in that day, we have been redeemed, spirit, soul, and body. Father, we thank you for thy Spirit that indeed is a pledge that there is more to follow. We thank you for the portion you've given us today that is an earnest, that is a pledge. And we pray, Lord, that you would fill our hearts with that pledge, greater and greater. And we pray, Lord, that you will ever make us mindful, looking forward and lifting up our heads for that day when our redemption doth draw nigh to the salvation of our body as well as our spirit and soul. Bless, we pray, these words today in Jesus' precious name. Amen.